This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with
Ademo
and Mark.
Ademo joining us as our special guest this evening, fresh out of a jail cell here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. And you know, Mark, you suggested that we start the show out talking about what happened to Ademo, and I'm certainly willing to do that, but I'm thinking maybe we should wait. Maybe we should get into the details in the second hour when we've got more you know, radio listeners on board. We've got some brand new radio stations that have joined us within the past few weeks, and I would hate to have them miss the discussion just because they're joining us in the second hour.
Traditionally, we do our interviews at 7, and Ademo can stick around and talk about whatever he wants.
Were you planning on staying for the whole show?
Yeah, I'll be here for the whole show. So, right. I mean, whenever we get to it, we get to it.
Yeah, we'll do that then. And, Mark, I know that you'd mentioned something last night. I don't know if you've got it handy because I'm changing this on you last moment, but what you had last night was something by an activist to kind of running down some of the reasons why the U.S. is not the freest place in the world.
It's a blog post from freeagents.net. That's FR33agents.net. And it's by Zach Fix. So during a recent Facebook thread about the days of nationalism before the Super Bowl, I saw an attempt at a rebuttal. One poster said, "We're still the most free, most unburdened people in the world." This is a common claim. It's heartfelt and truly believed by the person who said it. After all, they heard it all their life. I, too, formerly held this belief. Even as an anarchist, and that's what he calls himself, things are bad, I thought, but they're worse every place else. So this is, you know, coming from a guy who would claim to be an anarchist, says, you know, things are bad in the United States, but they're worse every place else. So
that's what he thought.
Yeah,
right?
It's easy for the world out there to paint political dissidents as America haters and things like that. But pretty much that's how I feel. I'm not claiming to be an anarchist. I wouldn't use that term to describe myself. I don't think it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But Zach goes on. Unfortunately, like this unnamed poster, I was wrong. According to any measured factor, the United States is neither the freest nation in the aggregate or in a single major issue. Are you listening to this, America? I mean, isn't it all your life you've heard that the United States is the most free country in the world? And
that's what they taught me in government school.
Yeah. Now here on Free Talk Live, we're telling you it's not true, but we're going to back it up. Before you call in enraged, we're going to back it up. By exploring several major freedom indices, we see clearly that while a relatively free state overall, the United States is not the freest nation in the world. Freedom in the World, an annual report published by the Washington, D.C.-based think tank Freedom House, is largely regarded as the yardstick for the measurement of democracy. Political and ideological, there are footnotes in here, or, you know, notes from where he gets stuff. I'm skipping over all those.
But you can get them at freeagents.net,
FR33agents.net. Yes, that's correct. You can go look that up. If that's what you want to do, you want to spend your time rebutting this, please do. Political and ideological aspects in the measurement of democracy, the Freedom House case, this report, which measures civil liberties and political rights, rates states on a scale of 1, most free, to 7, least free, and qualifies each nation as free, partly free, or not free. Rates the United States as a free, but it does not rank nations. I'm not sure what that means. While most indices with rankings focus on the measurement of, or type of measurement, or other, the free existent freedom index ranks states on a more broad definition of freedom, combining ratings on property rights, freedom from taxes, freedom of expression, limited government, gun rights, drug rights, freedom from corruption, freedom from inflation, business freedom. And they use all those little those indices, and when all values are weighed equally, the United States achieves a freedom rating of 72 out of 100, making it the fifth freest nation. Who's more free? Switzerland, Hong Kong, Australia. Hong Kong's actually officially part of China.
Point of clarification, this is an index that is not the Heritage Foundation or the Free the World.
This is from Freedom House.
Okay, so this is the third one. I've never heard of this.
Well, there's several in here that he goes through all of them.
Yeah.
Basically, everything he knows, and he takes the rankings and takes a look at them, and he wants to see whether or not the United States is the freest nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's look at this objectively. We have some rankings here. Is it a true statement? Because I think the only place the United States is still extolled as the freest nation on earth is in country music. Because nobody else really is going to say this any longer.
I think people still say it. I think they still believe it. I think that it would hurt too much for people to not believe that.
Right. I definitely think people believe it. I mean, they absolutely are brainwashed to believe it, but they don't have anything to back it up. I mean, so I'm really interested to hear how they back this up.
So, three your places: Switzerland, Hong Kong, Australia, Canada, Australia, Canada, Hong Kong, Switzerland. Oh, it's the fifth. So there's four. Excuse me.
There you go.
And they're all more free than the USA. Which specific liberties make a person feel most free varies from individual to individual, and as such need examined separately more than the holistic approach. But here again, the U.S. is not the most free. For some, economic liberty is the most important indicator of freedom, and I'd say that's a pretty important one to me, although the second most economically free place in the world is Singapore, and, man, they're really strict when it comes to their sort of social laws. For others, it's answered by how democratic a nation is, and others, it's still view freedom of the press as a measurement of freedom of a nation. These indicators and several others previously grouped together in the Free Existence Report will be more closely examined. For many economists and propertarians, a country's freedom can be measured by its level of economic freedom. Some studies even show the higher economic freedom correlates strongly with higher self-reported happiness. So people in countries that are more economically free claim to be happier. The Wall Street Journal and Heritage Foundation annually publish the Index of Economic Freedom that ranks nations based on 10 components: business freedom, trade freedom, fiscal freedom, government spending, monetary freedom, investment freedom, financial freedom, property rights, and freedom from corruption, and labor freedom. In 2010, the United States ranked 10th in the world with a rating of 77.8. Again, the U.S. was considered less free than Switzerland, Canada, Australia, Hong Kong, this time being joined by Singapore, New Zealand, Ireland, and Denmark. When using only economic variables on the Freedom Index, measuring property rights, freedom from taxes, limited government, freedom from corruption, freedom from inflation, and business freedom, the United States does even more poorly, scoring 75 out of 100 and falling to 14th most free. Someone with more egalitarian's a progressive view of economic freedom, it's a less important measurement of freedom than how democratic a nation is. Here, America creeps even further from the top. The Economist Intelligence Unit, a group associated with the news magazine The Economist, rates and ranks the state of democracy in 167 countries each year with their Index of Democracy. This index measures 60 indicators from 5 categories: electoral process and pluralism, civil liberties, functioning of government, political participation, and political culture. Each nation is given a ranking and index as well as being ranked, while rated a full democracy with an index of 8.18. The United States proves to be only 17th most democratic. All the Scandinavian states, much of Western Europe, as well as Australia and New Zealand, outperform the U.S. Now, Australia, I know they have a requirement to vote, so I don't know that it's that participation in the democratic process really counts when you're ranking Australia.
And I also wonder how many are considered, United States is probably considered more free because of its democratic process as opposed to a country that might have more control by its leaders. And but yet, since they don't have the chance to vote, are they automatically being docked more? You know, they might be. I'm trying to think of an example, and I can't off the top of my head, but they're more free but controlled. And does that punish the United States?
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe the so-called United States not as free as you might have thought. 1-800-259-9231. There's more to this, right, Mark? We'll get to that.
A little bit more, yeah.
In a moment. Also, take your calls. You can also bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Ademo is with us here tonight, fresh out of jail. You certainly, if you've got questions for him, you're welcome to bring those up, too. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, Freecom, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other Europac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, is where to go. We've got a lot of features there, and they are free for you, including our mobile site. You've got a smartphone, you can access m.freetalklive.com to get quick links to our streams as well as the podcast. That's m.freetalklive.com. And, Mark? Free Talk Live is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off list price. Memory dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers also brings you the Free Talk Live webcam, which you can see at cam.freetalklive.com. As we go and continue here, we'll get to your calls here in just a moment, but we're talking about the, I guess, some numbers here as far as breakdowns, various different analyses of various different metrics regarding the amount of freedom that the United States has compared with other countries around the world. And it is intended to rebut this age-old idea, this myth, that the United States is the freest place on earth.
It may very well have been, and I suspect it was, that at one point the United States was the freest country in the world. So as an age-old idea, I think it's true.
But what you don't really know anyway, because these sorts of metrics were not being gathered back then, so there would have been no way to tell.
But I suspect it was. You know, I mean,
that's what you've been told, right? So maybe it was true. Maybe
when you're
it
looking at Europe from 1913, and there's a bunch of autocrats running around telling people how they're going to live their lives and go die for their country, go die for the Kaiser. Yeah, I mean, I suspect it was the freest country in the world. Things like this tend to, you know, last longer than what is true. Mm-hmm. People will believe it longer than is so. And we've seen up to this point that joint and severally, all these lists show the United States as high as fifth and as low as 17th freest place in the world, depending on the list and how it is that it's ranked and what it's ranked based on. So I'm going to continue here with this article from Zach Fix at freeagents.net. That's FR33agents.net. As the recent events in Egypt have shown, the power of the press in fighting a corrupt state cannot be overestimated. Because of this, some equate freedom of the press as a reflection of the overall freedom of the nation. Whatever truth this comparison holds, it does not bode well for the myth of America as the freest country. Reporters Without Borders compiles and publishes the Press Freedom Index each year, which ranks and assigns an index to 179 countries with an index rank from 0, which is ideal, to 115.
I remember this one. This one, America's been dropping recently.
The United States, with an index of 6.75, is ranked 20th, even further down the list. As with other indices measured so far, Switzerland, Ireland, New Zealand, and Denmark register as more free. Finally, there are the smaller individual freedoms measured by the Freedom Index, where the U.S. achieves both its best and worst rankings. Each category is scored up to 100 and ranks 195 countries. While not the United States' highest rated category, where it achieves its highest rank is in gun freedom. It's ranked 80 and ranked second, surpassed only by Yemen, which is ranked at 90, and followed by Bolivia, the Czech Republic, Lithuania, which are all ranked at 70. America shines with a perfect score in the freedom of expression, but as it shares with it shares this with 42 other countries, it cannot be claimed to be the freest.
So it's tied for first with 42 other places?
Yes, tied for first with 42 other countries. And this is one index within all of these rankings that the United States has actually shown up, tied for first with 42 other nations.
That's not much to crow about.
It's not. Well, not making the top 10, the U.S.'s ranking of 91 brings a decent 13th most free for business. The U.S. is ranked 19th in property rights, tied with the United Kingdom and Chile with a ranking of 85, while New Zealand and Sweden topped the list at 95. Following closely behind...
Now, he's citing various different things. Throughout this whole article, he's citing different rankings. He's not just relying on one ranking system for anybody just tuning in.
So he's at this point, he's looked up to five different ranking systems, which inside of them have a whole bunch of indices, too. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at many, many different ranking systems contained within these. The U.S. is ranked 19th in property rights, tied with the United Kingdom and Chile, and ranking 85, while New Zealand and Sweden topped the list at 95. Following closely behind is a rank of 20th in freedom of corruption, and with a lower ranking of 73, where it ties with Belgium and Japan. Just sneaking in the top with a rank of 39 and a rating of 78, this nation does tolerably at freedom from inflation. The United States' rhetoric of limited...
39. Yeah, so the United States is at 39 out of all of the countries in the world as far as freedom from inflation. And I bet you they're using the government's own inflation numbers in order to come up with that.
I suspect.
Of course, they're probably using the government's numbers from all of the countries, so who knows what the real story is.
But it could be worse. I get the impression that there are different nations that are more free in different areas than the United States. That seems clear to me. The United States' rhetoric of limited government is shown to be hollow and meaningless, with an abysmal rating of 58, an associated 122nd most free rank. So that's limited government. The United States, limited government, bullcrap, 129th.
Wow. That's a shocker.
Not really.
I think for a lot of people, that's a shocker. I think hearing that is a shocker because, I mean, it is clear for us that government is involved in everything. It seems like its tentacles are into every aspect of our lives. But a lot of people don't want to believe that. They want to believe that America has this small government tradition and that, you know, even though it may be a superpower in the world, they're still, you know, the Republicans are in charge, you know, and
we've got limited government.
Yeah, I mean, the Republicans said a few years ago that the government had been slashed to the bone. So, I mean, if you just listen to the propaganda, then you might actually believe that to be true.
Right, and many people look at...
But to think 122nd out of what, 180? I mean, that's pretty piss poor.
Abysmal. Yeah, it's terrible. Several Middle East countries top the tax freedom list as they are untaxed due to state ownership of oil revenue. That's not entirely fair. This earns them a perfect score. America's rating of 67 brings its rank to a staggering 140th most free, making it one of the least free countries in the world regarding tax freedom.
Wow.
However,
that's incredible.
That is not where it performs the most poorly. That honor lies with drug freedom. A ranking of a whopping 15 ties this with several theocratic states and dictatorships and brings it in a ranking of 153rd from the top.
Incredible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States is not the most free country in the world. This is proving it, and it's proving it on many, many different lists. It's not being brought up in one list that's out to get America. It's not Americating. Most of these lists were compiled by organizations that exist within the borders of the United States.
So the Heritage Foundation is a conservative group.
Yeah. Show me an organization, just one, anyone, that ranks the United States to be the most free.
This could still be subjective, though, because, I mean, some people might think this is free. You know, being 152nd in the drug war, just getting out of jail, the people who were there for the drug war still wanted it to be legal.
No, so, no. I mean, it's 153rd. North Korea is 152nd. That's a joke.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to talk more about your jail trip here in a little bit. You can take control, bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring in anything you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Freetalklive.com features including our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners free, of course, over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. Investment, barter currency, you can hear these kinds of ads all over talk radio. And, you know, it can be pretty confusing. There's so many companies out there selling gold, selling silver, and it can be difficult for people to know one way or the other what they should do. I set up gold.freetalklive.com for just that circumstance, so that you can go look at the pieces of gold and silver that we have for sale there. And these, many of these pieces are easily checkable against other websites, so you can see whether it's a good deal or a bad deal. You can comparison shop, because it's a bad idea to just call one gold company and take their rate, whatever it is. Although I believe Midas Resources to have extraordinarily competitive rates. Maybe they even have the lowest rates. Surely there's somebody out there that has lower rates, but I haven't found them. I haven't run across them as far as gold from Midas Resources. So go to gold.freetalklive.com and check it out. We also have a layaway plan for those of you who don't have enough money to invest right now. The telephone number is right there at the website at gold.freetalklive.com. You can order 20 coins. The shipping's the same on 20 as it is on 1, so it's a good idea to get 20 coins of whatever you're going to get. And then, you know, lay it away, put money on it every time you get your paycheck, and then you'll have the 20 coins will be shipped to you. They'll be shipped to you at the rate that you put them away at today, if you call in today. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Whether you want to discuss the rankings we were talking about earlier with the United States, absolutely just shockingly dismal in a number of categories regarding freedom. And that was from freeagentsfr33agents.net, for those of you that want to go and dig in deep into that and get into the indexes and how they're calculated and all the information, the detail that you might be looking for there. But suffice it to say, it's something that we've been tracking for a while in general on this program. That was a great article because it brought it all into perspective, all in one place. And he really boiled it down, I think, pretty effectively.
But did he actually get into how we are actually more free? Because this, I feel, just sets up for the argument of someone to say, well, then move to one of those places. Because that's always the second, you know, once you say we're really not that free, then they say, well, then go live somewhere else that is more free.
That's true. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a common objection, probably the most common objection to, or solution, I guess, that somebody might propose to you, objecting to the lack of freedom here in this country. And that's not what I'm looking to do. I mean, I have moved. I moved from Florida to New Hampshire, which arguably is a transition from less freedom to more freedom, because that's one of the problems, honestly, the United States has with this, with these indexes, is there are differences between the states. Right. And so lumping New Hampshire in with Illinois isn't really a fair comparison. It would be interesting to see a breakdown on a state-by-state basis to see how, you know, New Hampshire would compare or Illinois or whatever with the rest of the world as opposed to just the United States as a whole.
Well, exactly. And another thing I'd like to tell people, too, as well, is that even if the United States was number one on every one of these lists, we're still not absolutely free.
That's true.
You know, and I'm sure none of them that are number one are absolutely free. And I commonly get the question, as an activist, if we were, would you still be an activist? And absolutely, because there would still be injustice, and you still need
absolutely
to keep up on fighting for your liberties. So
there are always going to be people in search of power. Whether they can get that power through the government or some other means, they're always going to be out there. There are always going to be people that are scam artists, for instance. There are always going to be people that that others need to know about. And I think that, you know, people have asked that question before, is what are you going to do on Free Talk Live if you don't have all the terrible things the government is doing to talk about? Is, well, we'll just talk about whatever people find interesting. I mean, Free Talk Live is an open phones panel discussion, basically. We have a pro-liberty viewpoint, but if all of a sudden tomorrow we woke up and lived in the truly voluntary society and the government as we know it, the coercive monopoly government, was gone, then, you know, we'd be reporting probably more on, you know, bad business practices and things like that.
Right now we have the big bad United States government to focus on. I mean, they are the most, you know, polluters, murderers, stealers, you know,
the worst
everything.
Of the worst.
They're the worst of the worst.
Well, I'd hate to put the United States up against, say, Darfur. Sudan and its province Darfur or something like that, as far as murderers go. But certainly they're not great.
Darfur never dropped a bomb, bomb.
Yeah, let's forgive and forget. That was 1945, okay?
Just saying.
Right?
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Thomas is in Pennsylvania. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just recently, I was showing my friend Linux, and I went to shut down Friday evening, and then Monday, they accused me of breaking their computers, and they sent
in... Who accused you?
The school.
So you were at your school, you were using the school's computers to show your friend Linux,
yes.
Then you got in trouble for breaking a computer?
Yes.
And why did they believe it was broken?
The tech guys told them.
The tech guys told the administrators that you had broken their computer?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened to you?
Monday, he made me empty out all my pockets. He took all my electronics. He searched my book bag. And he gave
me a
call.
Is this high school?
Yeah.
And he's a cop in the school, or this was an administrator?
No, this was assistant principal.
Okay.
And then just today...
So wait, they searched your electronics, you said?
They took them, yeah. And then
they took your laptop. They took what? Smartphone. What did they take from you?
A USB drive, memory card, phone.
Now, did you install Linux on this school computer? Is that what happened?
No, it was a live disk.
I see. So to explain that, that means that in the Linux world, which I don't know very much about, but I know enough about it to explain this, they have CDs that you can take. And you can put I could go onto your computer, Mark. I could put this CD in the CD drive, reboot the computer, and boot from the CD. So it won't actually change anything on your computer. It's just booting another operating system from the CD-ROM instead, or the DVD drive, instead of your hard drive. And it basically makes it so you can run your favorite copy of Linux on any computer that you want to without causing any damage, allegedly, to the computer that you put the disk in. Am I pretty much right on that?
Yeah, completely.
So what was making them claim that presumably they were falsely claiming that you had ruined this computer? I mean, do they have a vendetta against you? What do you believe that the motivation here is?
It's an old Windows 98 computer, but they hired someone $30 an hour to fix it. It took them like 2-3 days.
But what was wrong with it? Was there something wrong with it prior to you getting on the computer and they're just
really
blaming you
computer.
For it? Huh?
Windows 98.
You're saying that was what was wrong with it? Was it was running Windows 98?
Yeah.
I gotcha. So they searched all your stuff. Do they still have it? What did they do?
Yeah. They gave it to the state police, and then they hired an investigator. I had to talk to him today.
That's crazy.
He gave me a talk down. He's like, you can have an attorney and, you know, silence. And then after a while, he said he considered a felony. He said he's pretty sure I did it. And he was threatening me with 15 years in jail and over $5,000 of fine.
That's nuts. Now, what's the felony supposed to be?
I guess destroying civil property.
Destroying civil property?
That was
or
civil property.
School property.
Oh, school property. Gotcha. Wow. Well, that's so crazy. I'm just trying
First off,
thinking back to my days in high school and the way they handled me.
When you're talking about this computer, if you put this on eBay and attempted to sell this book, this
98 a Windows 98 machine,
this doorstop, you wouldn't get the shipping
get the
for
shipping,
it.
Yeah.
You'd have to give it away. I don't think anybody would pay the shipping for
they
it.
They wouldn't want this in Darfur.
Is it worth the copper and gold and silver and palladium and whatever that's in it?
Hey, let us know what happens with your case. Well, it sounds particularly outrageous, and I wish you the best of luck. And keep your mouth shut. Don't answer their questions.
Thanks
for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Man, I remember when I was in high school and I ended up on the principal's computer through the network. Like, they had a network all that was going throughout the school, and I logged into the principal's computer. He had no password on it, so. I got caught red-handed at that, but they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything to me. They put me on the tech team, and I got to take a bonus class. We're coming up.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen or bath. Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for the project. Go now and log on to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other contractors in your area. Just go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, architect, or any other home service, then you need to visit homepro123.servicemagic.com. Today, it's easy, it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to homepro123.servicemagic.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Adamo.
And Mark.
All right, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, then you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com to get links to Amazon from around the world, the U.S. Amazon, U.K., Germany, Canada. You click into one of those links, and then whatever shopping you do at Amazon at that point, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So get the stuff that you need to get, dozens of categories, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. Great shopping experience. User reviews is one of my favorite parts about Amazon, is that you can read what other people think about their products. And so go and get your shopping done. Shop.freetalklive.com. But there are a few things you can't get through Amazon, in which case we have a solution for you.
Yeah, right. Prescription medications, you can't get those through Amazon. And if you're getting them through your local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. Discount Prescription Services has a solution. They'll get you your meds, your prescriptions, at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent, and they'll walk you through every step. I've been to their offices. I've gone through the calling process just to make sure that this wasn't some kind of situation where people were going to be made to feel uncomfortable. It's not. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Whatever your prescription is, they can help fulfill it. I guess there are some Schedule A's or something like that that they can't do. I'm not exactly sure what they can and can't. But if you go through this process, they'll walk you through every step of the way. Like I said, their customer service is excellent. It's meds.freetalklive.com. And for those that have signed up, thank you. Thank you, because Free Talk Live gets a cut of that. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Now, we just had somebody call in with a claim that they were in high school and they were playing around with one of their computers in there, this crappy old Windows 98 machine, which obviously is not a great piece of hardware today. He said that he had installed, or not even installed Linux, but he'd used Linux on there, and that afterwards they blamed him for the problems that the computer was suffering. Now, let me tell you, if you've got a computer that's 10 years old, it's going to be suffering from some problems. It's just,
even if it's running right, it's still kind of going to be behind.
Well, it's going to be behind the times, obviously, but over time, it becomes less and less likely that it's going to run correctly. There's just problems. I mean, most people, how many people know to open up their computer and clean out the dust? I mean, over the years, that stuff cakes up. And if you keep a computer for too long and you don't ever clean out the inside, a lot of the cases that they sell, like at the Walmarts or the Staples, these places where you can just buy a computer off the shelf. These are not cases that were made for long-term computer usage. They don't have, you know, proper filters on them. They don't have the fan systems that are installed properly. And so over the years, there's dust that's going to just cake up in the, you know, like on top of your processor, basically, and create a layer of insulation that all of the cooling in the computer can't handle. And your computer is going to get fried, basically, over time. So it's
just, computers just aren't made to last more than 5 years.
Really, if you've got a 5 year or older computer, you're teetering on your last legs. Unless you're really doing a good job of keeping it up to date and kind of keeping it clean. So cleanliness is very important. Anyway, so we're dealing with this situation with this computer, and this young man allegedly is having his electronics taken from him. Obviously, he's a geek. He's into Linux. He's got, you know, a flash drive, and he's got various different pieces of computer hardware, maybe a smartphone or something like that, and they snatch his things from him for the purpose of conducting investigation regarding his tampering with this school property, and even talking about a felony charge. Now, odds are good they're just trying to intimidate him. But then again, who knows?
Well, what are they trying to intimidate him into?
A copping to admitting to doing something to the computer. You know, they want to scare you into taking a plea deal.
But this is, you know, so I took driver's ed in high school, like so many do. And if the car would have broken down while I was driving it, would I have been responsible for the repair?
Not to me.
Would they have charged me with a felony because I was driving it? I mean, I remember this is a computer learning class, right? Mm. Learning about computers.
Maybe, maybe not. Did he say it was a computer class? Because it could have just been a computer
in general, yeah.
In a class.
It's school. You're supposed to learn about stuff.
Yeah.
I remember I took the Chevy Cavalier. I think it was probably a 1986 Chevy Cavalier, and I bounced that thing off of the the stoppers at the parking and the parking spaces because I pushed the gas instead of the yeah. brake pedal.
Well, yeah, if you're going to be doing driver's ed, you have to expect mistakes like that to happen and things to go wrong. Right?
And and when kids are learning and you're giving them computers on which to learn, you have to expect sometimes those computers will break.
Well, maybe there was more to his story, or maybe it wasn't even true, but I have no reason to disbelieve it, considering the direction government schools have gone in this direction, as we've talked about many times, of zero tolerance. You know, you can even bring a butter knife into the school without being charged with some sort of criminal act. We've seen Texas schools recently, and New Jersey as well, charging young people as young as 6, 4, 5 years old with criminal acts, with misdemeanor counts for doing things that everybody did when they were growing up, or a lot of people did when they were growing up and they were going to school. So we're seeing the school system, we were talking about the U.S. being free, or not being free, rather, we're seeing the school system become more and more draconian over time. This wouldn't surprise me if it were true at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. I mean, you see schools with their zero tolerance policy on violence or whatever. It's not about helping the students, or like in your example, Ian, and you said that they realized you had a talent and put you into a tech program. Like, obviously, this kid has a passion. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let him explore it. Let him do it. Instead, it's slap
his
hand.
No, charge him with a felony.
Yeah, knock him down. Don't think freely, clearly, whatever. You know, don't try something new. Don't be ahead of everybody. Get in line. Answer the questions. You know, it's same with the jails. You know, I mean, they call it a house of corrections. And me and the inmates, when I was in there, were thinking, like, corrections? Like, what are you trying to correct? Like, maybe no one's behavior is out of line. Nothing was wrong with this kid. He was being experimental. He was trying to learn how things work, take them apart, expanding something, and improving it.
Doing what young people do.
I think he was showing his fellow classmate probably Linux, too. You know, here's a boot disk. So that's the final step of education, is the ability to show it to the next person.
Exactly, yeah. He was probably teaching a student something more than the teachers, and yet, you know, is being punished.
So unauthorized learning, that's a felony?
So, and you know, another thing that kind of backs up the idea that this may be a true story, what he was telling us, is the kind of zealous fervor that the government is using against computer hackers right now. And I had some show prep from a few days ago we never got to, and it's about the Anonymous group, the group that has been kind of engaged in this cyber war with the U.S. federal government, other governments around the world, big corporate supporters of government like Visa and MasterCard, PayPal. And so Wired.com is reporting here that the FBI has joined in the hunt for those who participated in the retaliation attacks against companies that cut off services to WikiLeaks, executing more than 40 search warrants across the United States just this past week, basically, a couple weeks ago. In what seemed to be timed raids, British police arrested five men on Thursday morning recently who allegedly participated in the anonymous group's denial of service attacks on Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, and Amazon in mid-December. Anonymous was seeking to bring attention to and punish the financial service company's decisions to prohibit donations to WikiLeaks. Amazon was targeted after it kicked WikiLeaks off its web hosting service. And we talked about that in detail when it transpired. The attacks caused no permanent damage, as they simply temporarily overloaded a website with more traffic than the server could handle. They were, for the most part, really nothing more than the cyber equivalent of a campus sit-in. But the FBI warned it didn't see it that way. Quote, "The FBI is also reminding the public that facilitating or conducting a DDoS attack is illegal, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, as well as exposing participants to significant civil liability, according to the FBI in their press release."
So
the idea that this young man would be threatened with 15 years is not unheard of when the FBI is going after people for 10.
So one person does not do a DDoS cyber attack. What do they call it?
Denial of service.
He said participating in what they said participating in or facilitating a DDoS
attack.
Attack. Okay, one person doesn't do that. You can't have one person participating in a DDoS attack.
My understanding, you're right about that.
So that's like charging one person for walking over a bridge with a large crowd around them. They didn't do it. A DDoS account just essentially means your computer is going over and over to one site. So if I sat here and clicked over and over again on Amazon, even though by myself it's essentially the same thing, my computer can only do it as often as I can.
Well, your computer can do it more often. You can program it to send far more requests than you could.
But this is the government's MO in most protests of any sort that is advocating against something or in retaliation to something the government did to begin with. I mean,
to crack down.
Marijuana protesters, Mark Emery, I mean, they strike the guy who has the biggest bullhorn at the moment, political prisoners. You know, beat down the herd, no one else will stand up. The one who's the loudest is going to jail.
And they're going after 40 of the alleged anonymous members in this particular case. How it is they'll end up proving these cases is a whole other question, and I'd like to kind of look into that here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Maybe you work in computer security, and you can maybe accurately describe what a DDoS is and whether one person can do it or not. It's Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.